Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday, the 23rd of April, 2021. I have been informed by sources familiar with the matter anyway. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Today I usually say happy Friday, but it is an unhappy Friday because we have some bad security news to talk about.
Well, when we're involved, it's kind of always bad security news. We try to bring in the good stuff, too. If you see the good stuff and want to tell us about it, please do. Observations@macobserver.com. We would like to bring people happy security news as well. I would also like to give a shout out to Nate on Twitter, who referred to us last week with a name I wish we could use on the show because it's kind of funny, which was Secure Your S Friday. I will leave what the S stands for as an exercise for the reader. But it was a fun title and I appreciated it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about securing some of that S today. First of all, we have a PSA really quick to let everybody know that the purple iPhone 12 is now available, and also AirTags are now available, and that's for order. I don't remember what the in-store availability is on AirTags if you have an in-store option available, but both of those are available to be ordered today through Apple.com. So if you were waiting on a purple phone, if AirTags are a thing that you were trying to check into, now's your chance. Those are both finally available. And we will let you know as the other stuff goes on sale as well. Just keep an eye on MacObserver.com. We'll have that for you. So speaking of bad security news, Andrew.
All right.
We have an interesting thing about AirDrop, which I'm super excited about. And I'll tell you why in a minute.
Yeah, so our first two stories I think are interesting. So this first one is bad for Apple users, and the second one is bad for Apple itself, but we'll get to that one shortly.
Ooh, spoilers, okay.
Yeah, so for this one, a team of researchers at TU Darmstadt in Germany, They discovered a flaw in AirDrop that could let an attacker get phone numbers and email addresses of AirDrop users. And this works for complete strangers. Even if your Apple device has never talked to the other one via AirDrop, it would work. They didn't really go into any details that I saw, but they said it just requires some kind of Wi-Fi capable device and close proximity to the victim. So
wonderful.
The thing here is that they notified Apple in May 2019, they say, and Apple so far has not acknowledged the flaw or fixed it.
Okay.
Which is and that's interesting because, as I pointed out in my article, there was another AirDrop flaw found in 2019. This one was known as AirDOS.
Yeah.
And this one let an attacker spam surrounding iOS devices with repeated AirDrop pop-up notifications. But in that case, Apple did acknowledge it, and they patched it with iOS 13.3.
Okay.
So something weird's going on, I think.
Okay, so back of the envelope math here, if they notified Apple in May of 2019, then that means in fall of 2019, we got a whole new version of the operating system. In fall of 2020, we got a whole new version of the operating system. And they're getting ready to roll out the betas of another new version of the operating system. So we've had two full first digit releases where this has been ignored, which is very surprising to me.
So this one is, they notified them in May 2019, then the AirDOS, that person notified Apple, I think it was August, which I think would still be iOS 12 or
I
don't know. Maybe that would be 13.
No.
Because Apple acknowledged it in November with 13.3.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, not good.
Super not good. And part of the reason it's super not good is because, like you said, even if your device hasn't talked to another device via AirDrop, there's some sort of issue. The other piece of this is phone numbers and email is very specific data that you can use to do a bunch of bad stuff with. It's not, you know, like there's a whole other issue there. The only thing that I feel like Apple has working, Apple users at this point anyway, have working in their favor is that most people aren't real close to other people right now. So like maybe I can see why in the last, let's say 10 to 12 months, maybe Apple hasn't been interested in fixing that one, but they should have fixed it before that anyway.
But also, real quick, the researchers didn't mention this in their write-up, but what I wonder if it's dependent on your AirDrop settings, because you can go into iOS settings and you can like set it so that you can only receive AirDrop stuff from your contacts or no one.
Yeah.
And then there's one where you can receive something from anyone.
Just any old body. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this is for people who have it on my anything setting. I'm not sure.
That's likely. I hope that's the case. I'd like if that were the case. Yeah, and part of that is because I know Apple has done, part of the reason I find this an interesting thing to be discovered as such old news is because I know in the last couple of years, Apple has done a lot of work on AirDrop to make it better, given, you know, some of those, like, those options are new, I think, in 2019, as a matter of fact, I think, is when we got the contacts only sort of, it was 2018 or 2019, the contacts only option for AirDrop. And it's gotten more reliable. I know people who use it for very large file transfers, like a gigabyte or more, completely wirelessly between a phone and a computer or an iPad and a computer. And that it works really well for those great big files. And so finding out that this vulnerability and something I was about to start using a lot more is a little concerning. So, yeah, that's fun. And while we're talking about fun, we have another interesting story about some ransomware.
So this is the this isn't good for Apple story. So this group, I don't know if this group has a name, but they are the group behind this ransomware called Reval. And let's see, who wrote this up? The Record. So they wrote that it seemed kind of timed with Apple's product event on Tuesday. So they had posted saying that this group claimed to have some secret device schematics that they were able to steal from Quanta Computer, which is one of the suppliers that assemble Apple products based on those schematics. They say the team posted a message on the dark web saying that Quanta refused to pay the ransom demand to get the data back. So now the group is trying to extort Apple. They posted 21 screenshots that show MacBook schematics and threaten to publish new ones every day until either Apple or Quanta paid the ransom. Now, some kind of source that the Record spoke to is guessing or claiming at least that they're asking for $50 million.
Okay.
But they also note that what they saw, it didn't seem like the screenshots contained really sensitive or secret information. However, Charlotte, I don't know if she wrote this up or she is going to, some people were able to glean some information from these schematics. Like, for it sounds like some new version of MacBook based on that data is going to get an extra port, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, that's it. We don't really know if Apple is going to give in to their demands or
I think we know exactly how this goes. We don't officially know, but I don't think you have to be a very close Apple watcher to know they're not going to pay a ransom, and instead, you know, they're gonna, instead of $50 million, they're just gonna show up with like 50 million lawsuits and hi, here you go. So yeah, I have a hunch anyway that that's what's happening. Before we continue, I'd like to take a minute to tell you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Upstart. And when it comes to paying off debt, sometimes it can totally feel like an uphill battle. You have high interest rates and minimum monthly payments, and you can never end up getting out in front of that. And Upstart can help you get ahead. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with personal loan. It's all taken care of online. So whether you're paying off credit cards or just consolidating a bunch of other high interest debt or funding expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment. Upstart looks at more than just your credit score, so this means they can offer smarter rates with their trusted partners. They have a 5-minute online rate check you can use to see your rate up front. You can get a loan between $1,000 and $50,000, and you can receive it as soon as one business day after accepting. You can find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today if you go to upstart.com/TDO. That's upstart.com/TDO. Don't forget, use our URL so you know you are letting them know that I sent you. Loan amounts are determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in the application. Go to upstart.com/TDO. So also in happy company news, we have insurance. This week in data breaches. Yes, this week in data breaches, we have insurance data.
Yes. So this is for if you are a Geico customer. Mm-hmm. So they say they had a data breach earlier this year, sometime between January 21st and March 1st. And TechCrunch wrote this up. Mm-hmm. So they filed a data breach notice with the California Attorney General's office. Now, they already fixed the security bug that led to this breach, but these hackers were able to steal customers' driver's license from its website. We don't know how much, but let's see the quote I shared. So it says companies are required to alert the state's attorney general office when more than 500 state residents are affected by a security incident. So mm-hmm. at least 500, I'm guessing probably more though.
Odds are good.
Geico said it had reason to believe that this information could be used to fraudulently apply for unemployment benefits in your name. Mm-hmm. And if it's a driver's license, probably other things too.
Lots of other things. Because I know a lot of folks say that it's your social security number you have to worry about, but there are so many things that want your driver's license information. And that's also a good way for identity thieves to have a good base to work from, because now mm-hmm. I have a name and an address and identification. So of course you should let me do the thing I'm trying to do. I have a driver's license, with all this information on it. So yeah, that's fun. Sleep tight, Geico customers.
To be alert for people, TechCrunch at the end of their article, they said, if you have received any correspondence from your state government and you have not filed for unemployment benefits, that's a good chance that your personal data may have been used fraudulently.
Yeah. That's.
And,
I just don't even know where to go with that one. Like, wonderful.
It sucks. Like, I don't think there's a whole lot people can do, just because I think it was last week we talked about Have I Been Pwned?
Yeah.
That lets you search if your phone number or email address has been included in a data breach, but that doesn't work for a driver's license. Mm-hmm. And I don't know of any service that does.
Yeah. And the other thing that, it's a little harder to change your driver's license number. If that's, kind of like a social security number, like it's a thing that you can do, but the number of hoops you have to jump through is going to be really high. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I looked at the notice and it's just it looks like it's just a letter went out to a customer. So there were at least five. What that tells me is that it was 500 people in California. So, there's an excellent chance that more people are going to get letters like these. So we'll find out, I suppose.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I, well, I don't care if I find out that they reached out to everybody or not. I care that everybody whose data got hacked actually gets to find this out. So this is where those services you hear about all the time, you know, you should sign up for one of these that will watch your stuff, or, you know, lock down your credit report so nobody can do anything with it without your knowledge and things like that. That's where those monitoring services come in very, very handy, is for exactly this sort of thing, because if you don't find out about it, it could be bad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now, speaking of people having stuff they shouldn't have, which is kind of an overarching theme, I think, of Security Friday. We have some to me anyway, very interesting Celebrate news.
Yeah, this is interesting. So I know we've talked about Celebrate before. I've written about them before. They are a company that makes software that can automate physically extracting and indexing data from mobile devices. Mm-hmm. Like back in 2015, when there was that terrorist who had the iPhone, it was a shooting incident, and the FBI was trying to break into it. Celebrate can do exactly that. They have hardware and I think software as well to be able to do that. So another app we've talked about is Signal. Mm-hmm. They are an end-to-end encrypted privacy messaging app. So they got their hands on a Celebrate device, and it's really cool because they were able to hack them, not the company itself, but they just posted this proof of concept where, like, I mean, the post has a lot of technical details, but they posted a proof of concept of breaking into this device, and it's just really interesting. Moxie Marlinspike was the one who wrote it up, and he says that he was taking a walk, and he saw a package fall out of a truck. And when he walked up to it, it was the Celebrate package.
Yeah, which is now, this like sort of nylon briefcase that you open up, because there's a picture of it on the blog post, and you open it up and it's all the adapters.
Yeah, to cover a wide range of devices.
All of them. And yeah, to me, that was the most fascinating piece of this, was like, that really is like all the cell phone adapters. Because I thought it was a lot, and it's way more than the lot that I thought it was. So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, me too. So just a quote that I shared, given the number of opportunities present, we found that it's possible to execute arbitrary code on a Celebrate machine simply by including a specially formatted but otherwise innocuous file in any app on a device that is subsequently plugged into Celebrate and scanned. There are virtually no limits on the code that can be executed.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'm very curious that he got his hands on one of these. Like, I can't imagine the happenstance of somebody from Signal having one of these fall off a truck.
I didn't really buy that one.
Nobody does, Andrew. That's like, fall off a truck is a very wink wink, nudge nudge phrase for that sort of thing.
Although I do think it's funny, one of the pictures does show the Celebrate package on some kind of road or
it's on the road top. Sitting in the road. Well, of course it is. It fell off a truck. Yeah, can you hear me winking? It is a very interesting read. It is really technical. I had a hard time following pieces of it, but it was still really interesting to see all of the stuff that, as he sort of put it through its paces. So that was kind of fun. I did enjoy that. So yeah, lots and lots of news for you today. I will tell all of you, basically that's going to do it for us today. If you have questions for us, if you want to make sure that we're focusing on something that you'd like to know about, if there's a practical tip you want us to share, something you'd like us to investigate for Security Friday, we will do that for you. Observations@MacObserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And as always, have a good weekend, everyone.
Indeed. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.